Next year, the DNR plans to open a new place for the public to recreate in south-central Wisconsin. Sauk Prairie Recreational Area will take shape on what was one of the largest ammunition plants in the world. The design for its future has created a stir. Some people think the state should restore it for hiking and quiet pursuits. Others want to make room for a shooting range and all-terrain vehicles. We take a closer look. Locals call it Badger. The U.S. Army relocated 80 farming families in 1941 to create the huge ammunition factory. It absorbed several small schools, churches, and a town hall. Badger employed tens of thousands of people and manufactured smokeless gunpowder and rocket propellant. U.S. troops used it across three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Workers disposed of leftover chemicals by dumping them into pits and burning them. David Tremble meets me in front of one of the few remaining buildings.
We're near the U.S. Highway 12 entrance to the property. There's still a fence that surrounds the entire area, so there's still security. But during the week, under certain circumstances, it's possible still to get inside. And our organization has an arrangement with the Army that allows us to do restoration work on certain parts of the property.
Tremble belongs to the Sauk Prairie Preservation Alliance. It's put more than a decade of grunt work into restoring a smidge of what was an ancient 14,000-acre prairie. He says years ago, the Alliance and 20 other groups, including the DNR, crafted a Badger reuse plan.
Created in 2000 and 2001, recognized that to get the maximum conservation value, no matter how many owners there might be, they need to work together and collaborate in terms of their management so that a use that's implemented at one part of the property doesn't negatively impact important projects and uses in another area, as well as the wildlife and natural communities that are still existing here.
Now the DNR might fold in a shooting range and trails for motorized vehicles. Tremble is not pleased.
They basically overturned the thinking of the reuse plan and the management of the property as a whole and created this special use zone where they intend to isolate obnoxious uses that aren't compatible with the rest of the property.
Neighbor Laura Ola started watchdogging the Badger property long before there was talk of special zoning.
In 1990, the Army had installed deeper monitoring wells on the southern boundary of the plant and hit the contamination, and there was public meetings, and it was on the television that anybody that wanted to get their water tested could get it tested, and that's when they found three drinking water wells were contaminated with high levels of solvents.
Ola says she's concerned about polluted soil as well and what ATVs might kick up. Jenny Krummenauer lives a half mile away from what might be specially zoned and is worried.
I'd be afraid to walk out to my garden. I'd be afraid to let my grandchildren play outside. And we have some trails through our woods that Grandpa takes them on. And would all that just go down the drain? And we have, like, within 20 miles, maybe something like 17 shooting ranges. So why do we need another one in Badger?
Randy Harden is not a target shooting connoisseur. He and his family revel in the outdoors atop all-terrain vehicles, and he's president of the Wisconsin ATV Association. Harden says people often have to travel long distances to connect to trails. He says that's true of the Sauk Prairie area.
There's nothing over there as far as trail system. In fact, I'm looking on my map here. I've got a map that shows all of our trail systems. The closest one is up in northern Adams County, and then it's over in Jackson and Clark County.
As for dust, Harden says planners could manage it.
From wood chips to, like you say, there's treatment that can be put on to alleviate the dust, the different type of topping, soil that you can put on. Those are all things that we're faced with in other parts of the state in the trail system. So those are all issues that you could mitigate through this, the responsible type management that we're talking about.
Harden insists there's room for everyone's interests on the Sauk Prairie parcel. The DNR just finished collecting public opinion and anticipates opening the Sauk Prairie Recreational Area in 2014. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,